Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Rob Weaver here with you tonight. Glad to be with you from the battle of State Route 119 between Fort Recovery and St. Henry this evening. Carly Niekamp will toss it in into McKenna Hills' camp. Kennedy Mollenkamp has it now over on the right side, and there's going to be an offensive foul called on Kennedy Mollenkamp, and that is her second foul of the evening. That was pretty cheap call there, but I'm not saying it wasn't a foul, but, well, that hurts. Here's Morgan Baumer bringing it up. Over on the left side it goes to Ava Homan for St. Henry. Back out front, Chloe Specht with it. She'll pass it off to Leah Layfeld. Now over on the left side it goes, back out. With the ball there is Riley Baumer. She will pass it off, or is trying to. Gets it over to Layfeld. Back outside it goes to Morgan Baumer. St. Henry leading 11-0 in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Here's a shot from the free throw line, no good. Rebound comes to Carly Niekamp. Missing the basket was Riley Baumer. And there's a three-point basket up and good by McKenna Hills Camp, and Fort Recovery finally gets on the board. Nice three by McKenna. I think she had, off the top of my head, I think she had four of those last night. It's now 11-3. Fort Recovery back to within 8 points. Here's a shot from 10 feet away. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Henry. Shots fired up from three by St. Henry. No good. Rebound, Callie Wendell. Missing that shot a moment ago was Ava Homan. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp. Free throw line. Stops. Turns. Fires. And can't get it to go down. A little short. Rebound comes to St. Henry's Morgan Baumer. Down she comes all the way. Now passes over on the right. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound comes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. As once again, Ava Homan missing that shot. And now we have a collision and a foul call down here underneath the St. Henry basket. They're going to call that on Leah Layfeld. That's their fourth, so the next foul by St. Henry in this quarter, Fort Recovery will be shooting two free throws. 11-3 score here. Indians down by 8 points. 2:22 left to go in the first quarter. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has their Handicap Medical Equipment Center located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Here's a steal by St. Henry. Underneath, ooh, there's a foul called on McKenna Hills Camp. That was definitely a foul as she plowed in to Ava Homan for St. Henry. And Ava will go to the free throw line with two shots. McKenna Hills Camp's only a freshman, so she's still learning. Here's the free throw up and good by Ava Homan. She'll have one more. Tomorrow night, the Fort Recovery boys are back at home playing Lincoln View tomorrow evening in a regular season game. Here's the next free throw, good. I know they're going to have that definitely on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We might have it on the radio station tomorrow night. It just kind of depends. We have some other possibilities brewing tomorrow, so we're going to have to wait and see the results of some games tomorrow before we can promise you we'll have the game on the radio tomorrow night. But it will be on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Fort Recovery throws it up there by Callie Wendell, and she's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. She'll be at the line for two shots. They're going to whistle that one. Lauren Tiemann picks up the foul, number two on her. And going to the line is Callie Wendell. Callie has yet to score tonight. We'll have two shots here. And the first one is good. 13-4 now. Here comes Bridget Homan in the game for Fort Recovery. She hasn't seen a lot of varsity play. One more, and it's no good this time. Rebound comes down to Sage Luthold. Back out to Bridget Homan. Homan drives in the lane, feeds over to McKenna Hills Camp. There's Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbles to the right. Tries to pass it off, but it's stolen out of her hands. And St. Henry's going to lose the ball, I think, out of bounds. Yep. Dribbling it off her foot was Ava Holman. They had a fast break going there, but they couldn't take advantage of it, thank goodness. And Fort Recovery trailing 13-4 with the ball here with a minute 31 to go in the first quarter of play. Callie Wendell brings it down across the timeline. Left-hand dribble. She'll hand off over here to McKenna Hillscamp. She circles around to the right side, goes to Kennedy Mullenkamp on the right baseline. No good. Air ball. Rebound Carly Niekamp back outside. McKenna Hillscamp to Callie Wendell. Back to Carly Niekamp, and she hits one. Carly Niekamp connects on a 10-footer from the left and makes it 13-6. St. Henry with the basketball, and Indians have cut the lead down to 7 points. Left side inside, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. So Leah Layfeld comes back in the game. She was out briefly. Here's St. Henry putting the ball in play. Out to Layfeld, but it's too far. But she goes back and gets it out in the backcourt, and that's not a problem. That's legal. The ball's tipped by McKenna Hillscamp, but St. Henry still has it. Morgan Bomber with it. 43 seconds left to go, and there's traveling called on St. Henry's Riley Bomber. 13-6 score, Indians down by 7. And a rough start tonight, trailing 9-0, 11-0. 13-6 now, though. 33 seconds left. Indians could score here. That would cut it down considerably. Underneath, Sage Luthold back up and can't get it to go down, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Going to call that on Layfeld. It's number two on Leah Layfeld. Sage Luthold at the line. It is good. She will have one more. St. Henry 7-1 on the year. Fort Recovery 2-6 record-wise. This one's off the back of the rim. No good. Tipped by Carly Niekamp, but St. Henry came up with it. Down they come. Alexis Buescher with the ball. Underneath, scoops it up and travels. Alexis Buescher, a sophomore, turns it over. Pretty young St. Henry team here. Callie Wendell with the ball. Lost it, but picked up by Carly Niekamp. She's dribbling back over to Callie Wendell. Wendell looking for a three, can't find it. Dribbling to the hole, puts it up and can't get it to go down. Rolls over the top of the rim and out. And the score at the end of one, Fort Recovery trailing the St. Henry Lady Redskins 13-7. Thanks to Kalb Pharmacy for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, or our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, I should say. A reminder that Kalb Pharmacy's Fort Recovery location is open extra hours, open until 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 6 on Friday nights. Kalb Pharmacy, Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. We'll be back in just a moment.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Action back in here to start the second quarter. And McKenna Hillscamp commits a foul right off the bat. So St. Henry has the basketball back, leading 13-7. Over here on the right side, Chloe Speck. She'll pass it off, top of the key, to Morgan Balmer. Back over to Speck on the right wing. Now back to Balmer on the left. Into the corner it goes to Lydia Whirling, it is. Back outside on the right side. St. Henry with the ball. They get it inside, and there's a block shot by Sage Luthold. They're going to call a foul on Sage. So it'll be two shots coming here for Molly Wendell. Tough call there on Sage. Pretty decent block. That is free throw's no good by Molly Wendell. It's personal foul. I guess Sage went out of the game. That might be three fouls on her. I hope not. Second free throw is no good either. 13-7. Indians with the ball. Down by only six. They can cut the lead to four. Carly Niekamp gives over here. With the ball there is Cameron Mullenkamp. Cameron passes to Carly Niekamp along the baseline, and she scores. Give Cameron Mullenkamp the assist. Carly Niekamp the basket, her second basket of the night. And it's 13-9. Lady Indians only down by 4 points now. Over on the left side, back outside it goes. Right side and in and up and no good. Rebound and a foul's called on Fort Recovery. The other night, Marion Local lost to St. Henry by 2 points, I believe it was. I think that's what it was. Marion Local beat Fort Recovery by 3, 39-36. Free throws up and no good. That's a three in a row that Molly Wendell has missed for St. Henry. She'll have one more here. 13-9 the score. Indians only down by four. Bounces the basketball, lets it fly, and it is no good again. Rebound, though. Up, we got a jump ball. Held ball between Sage Luthold. Oh, Sage is still in there, so she did not have three fouls, or she would be out. Sage Luthold and Eva Homan tied up each other. Inbounds pass for St. Henry. Goes out here, out top. Over on the right to Morgan Balmer. Here's a drive to the hoop. It's up no good. Rebound, Kennedy Mullenkamp. Missing that shot was Molly Wendell. Fort Recovery with the ball. They can cut the lead down to two. Inbounds, a pass inside is blocked and knocked away by St. Henry. Now Carly Niekamp knocks the ball away from St. Henry. Nice job by Carly creating a turnover. And Kennedy Mullenkamp has the basketball. Carly Niekamp with it. She'll come inside, puts it up and in. Carly Niekamp with three baskets tonight. 6 points in all, and that's 13-11. Ball's tipped by Callie Wendell, but St. Henry still has it. St. Henry leads by only two. Here's a shot up and good. Lady Redskins finally scoring after a dry spell. That was Morgan Balmer scoring, and timeout is called. 15-11, Indians trail by four. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions where it is most comfortable for you, at home. Kalp Pharmacy IV team can bring high-quality care to where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We're introducing the new Kinze 5000 Series electric drive row unit. Purposefully designed for planting at any speed up to 12 miles per hour, it is sleek styled and equipped with features optimized for electric drive meters and the demands of high-speed planting. And all operations, from meters to closing wheels, trash control to down pressure, are controlled with industry-leading Kinze Blues Vantage display. To learn more about the 5000 Series electric drive unit, contact K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery.
Back here at the St. Henry Middle School, actually. It's the high school gym. And it's 15-11. Fort Recovery with the ball, down by four. Oh, stolen away by St. Henry and up. And, oh, they missed an easy layup. Stolen away nicely by Alexis Busher, but she missed the layup. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Fort Recovery, so St. Henry will keep the basketball. Here comes the inbounds pass. St. Henry leading by four, 15-11 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Your Kloss and New Holland Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49. And Callie Wendell just threw it away, trying to pass it over here to Sophie Guggenbiller. St. Henry with the basketball now again. Indians had it down to 2 points. Now it's four, and now it's six. Morgan Bomber connects on a two. That gives her a total of 9 points on the night. She's leading both teams in scoring, 17-11. Callie Wendell will stop. Hands off to Sophia Guggenbiller inside. Puts it up. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Henry. Getting the board there was Riley Bomber. Redskins down, up, and no good. Ball's tipped around, and it goes off Fort Recovery. That shot was missed by Alexis Busher a moment ago. She had a good opportunity to put that in, but couldn't get it to go. McKenna Hillscamp comes in for Fort Recovery, and Sophia Guggenbiller will go out. And the ball's tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery. So here we go with St. Henry putting the ball in play. Left side it goes to Alexis Busher. Underneath, passes off. Underneath again, back outside. There's Busher firing and missing about a 17-footer. Rebound Kennedy Mollenkamp for the Lady Indians. 17-11, 3:55 to go here in the second quarter of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Callie Wendell will lose the ball out of bounds, but it's touched last by St. Henry. It's the battle of State Route 119, and it's been all St. Henry today. They won every single game today, unfortunately. Well, unless you're a St. Henry fan, and then you say that's good. But Fort Recovery fans are not too happy. There's a shot by Callie Wendell, a three-pointer from the left side. It's no good. Rebound comes to St. Henry. That should be traveling, and it is. Traveling with the ball was Ava Homan. Full court press being applied here by the Fort Recovery Lady, or by St. Henry against the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Down comes Kennedy Mollenkamp. Over to McKenna Hillscamp in the lane. The ball's kicked out of bounds, and it's going to be going to Fort Recovery. Last touched by St. Henry. Here we go with the inbounds pass. Comes to Carly Niekamp. Indians with the ball, trailing by six. Sage Luthold, nice. Oh, nice move by Sage, I thought. But what can we say? They called her for traveling. St. Henry with the basketball. in the lane. Ball's loose. Picked up by McKenna Hillscamp. Come on, McKenna. Down she comes. Puts it up and got it. McKenna Hillscamp with her fifth point of the evening. Cuts the lead to four at 17-13 with 2:51 to go here in this second quarter of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore, Dr. Tom Banna, and all the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart at Vormore Family Dentistry. Formerly Family Dentistry of Dr. Banna, now it's the Vormore Family Dentistry at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. They'd love to be your family's dentist. McKenna Hillscamp puts up a three-point shot. It's no good. Off the mark. Here is St. Henry at the other end, and Alexis Busher gets her first basket of the evening. That makes it a 19-13 lead for St. Henry. 2:18 to go here in the first half of play. Carly Niekamp comes down, puts it up and in. Carly's having a great game. Perhaps her best game of her high school career. 8 points now for Carly Niekamp here in the first half of play. 19-15 score. 4-point lead for St. Henry. Over on the left, there's a 3-point shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Carly Niekamp. Knocked out of bounds by St. Henry, by St. Henry's Riley Balmer. Missing that three a moment ago was Ava Holman for St. Henry. Sophia Guggenbiller comes back in. Carly Niekamp will take a rest. Bridget Holman comes in for Fort Recovery. And let's see, we got Callie Wendell still in there. Sophia Guggenbiller's back in. Kennedy Mullenkamp. Cameron Mullenkamp is back in. And again, Sophia Guggenbiller. And Bridget Holman. Holman has the ball stolen away from her. Here comes the Redskins. No good. Rebound battled for. And Fort Recovery ends up with the ball. Kennedy Mullenkamp, top of the key, spins to her left, goes to the hole, misses the shot. Rebound comes down, and Callie Wendell ends up with the basketball. Left side it goes to Cameron Mullenkamp. It's knocked away from her, but she got it back. And the ball is all over the place here, and there's going to be a whistle and traveling called on Fort Recovery. 19-15 score, 4-point lead for St. Henry. This has been a fairly even quarter. Actually, Fort Recovery has won this quarter. St. Henry won the first quarter, led 13-7 at the first quarter, and now we're at 19-15, Indians down by four. It was either 9-0 or 11-0 at one time to start this game. Fort Recovery got off to a terrible start. But they've come back. They're back in the game now. 1 minute to go here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Over on the left side for St. Henry. The shot's no good. Got too far under the basket. Rebound, St. Henry. It's up and good. Carly Busher gets a two. That makes it 21-15. 6-point lead now for St. Henry. Kennedy Mullenkamp passing on the right to Callie Wendell. Callie just hasn't been able to find any kind of shot tonight. She dribbles around, has the ball knocked away, picked up by St. Henry. There's a collision at the other end. They're going to call a foul on Carly Niekamp. That could have gone either way, but Carly got nailed for it. Number two on Carly Niekamp. 24 seconds left to go in the first half of play here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. 21-15. Indians down by six. St. Henry with the ball. Underneath, and they throw it away. Oh, St. Henry got it back. Fort Recovery couldn't grab it. Down to 12 seconds. Knocked away by McKenna Hillscamp, but St. Henry's Morgan Bomber retains control. Here's a shot up, and no good at the buzzer. Fort Recovery saves loophole, grabs it, and that's the end of the quarter. St. Henry leading 21-15 after two quarters here at St. Henry. Lady Indians trying to come up with a win tonight. They came close last night, played Marion Local to within 3 points. This one is within six at the moment. 21-15. St. Henry in the lead. We'll be back with our next our halftime, actually, as we'll have a recap of some of the scoring for you at halftime here right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Have you been limping by with an outdated manure spreader? Archway released the new X-Series models in both a 700 and 900 cubic foot capacity. These rugged boxes feature the best spread pattern in the industry, along with a limited lifetime warranty on the apron chain. A guillotine-style slop gate and flared sides make for easy loading. Pair with flotation tires or advanced scales for efficient spreading in your field. Get in on the action. Contact us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to start farming Archway today.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rob Weaver back at St. Henry High School. St. Henry and Fort Recovery battling tonight in girls varsity basketball in the Battle of State Route 119 tournament. Into its second day for Fort Recovery. Yesterday we played all the Marion local teams. Today we're playing all the St. Henry teams. And it's not been a good day so far for the Lady Indians and the guys teams. Just recapping what's happened so far today. In the junior high games for the girls, it was St. Henry's 7th graders beating Fort Recovery 28-8. And for the boys, or I should say for the 8th grade girls first, it was St. Henry beating Fort Recovery 39-10. So they won both girls' games. They won both boys' games, too. 7th grade, St. Henry 47, Fort Recovery 38. And in the 8th grade action, St. Henry 41, Fort Recovery 31. So a lot of points scored there in those two games for the boys, but they both went to St. Henry. They did not play a freshman game today because of illness. In the junior varsity boys action, it was St. Henry over Fort Recovery 61-19, a rough game for the freshman, or for the JV team, I should say. This is JV boys. St. Henry 61, Fort Recovery 19. On the girls' side, it was a closer game as St. Henry still won 32-22 over Fort Recovery's junior varsity. Fort Recovery's junior varsity was led in scoring by Bridget Homan with 9. Cameron Mullenkamp had 6. McKenna Hillscamp had 5. And Sophie Guggenmiller had 2. For St. Henry, they were led in the girls' JV game by Olivia Gast with 10. Megan Layfeld had 6. And Carly Busher had 6 points. So that's the way it's been so far today, with, again, St. Henry winning all the games so far before we are playing the varsity games here this evening. In this varsity game, again at the first quarter, Fort Recovery got off to a horrible start, trailing 9-0 or 11-0. Again, I can't recall. I know it was 9-0 for sure, and maybe even 11-0 before the Lady Indians got on the board. 13-7 at the quarter break, so Fort Recovery was able to score a few points before the quarter ended. And then at halftime here, it's 21-15. They played an even second quarter, each team scoring 8 points. So St. Henry leads 21-15 at the half. Fort Recovery is led by Carly Niekamp with 8 points tonight on 4 2-point baskets. McKenna Hillscamp has 5 points on a 3 and a 2, and 1 point apiece for Callie Wendell and Sage Luthold on a free throw each. For St. Henry, they're led by Morgan Balmer, who has 9 points on the night. She had 3 twos and a 3 for her 9 points. Also, Molly Wendell with 4 points on a 2-point basket and 2 out of 5 at the free throw line. 2 points for Ava Homan on 2 out of 2 at the line. Carly Busher had a 2-point goal for 2 points. And Alexis Busher had a 2-point goal for 2 points as well. Again, your score at halftime, St. Henry 21, Fort Recovery 15 in girls varsity basketball. Once again, I remind you, the boys have a game at home tomorrow in a regular season game. Fort Recovery hosting Lincoln View tomorrow night. You can definitely hear that at FortRecoveryRadio.com. And possibly we'll have it on the radio station. It just kind of depends. We've got some other games in the works tomorrow, and if we can fit it in, we will get it on the radio. But if not, you can hear it on FortRecoveryRadio.com for sure. Fort Recovery hosting Lincoln View tomorrow evening. Fort Recovery boys, of course, playing next in this tournament tonight as they'll take on the tough St. Henry Redskins. St. Henry beat Marion Local the other day on Wednesday, 76-66. We'll be back with more here at halftime of this varsity game between Fort Recovery and St. Henry and girls basketball right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With 4 easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School Basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
We are back at St. Henry, Ohio tonight. Don't forget, IU's basketball game is being heard on our other stations if you've tuned in for IU. IU tipped off at 6 o'clock this evening, not too long ago, taking on Kennesaw State. Again, that's at 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. We have games from the Battle of State Route 119 High School Basketball Tournament, actually Junior High and High School Basketball Tournament. going on here right now. We're bringing you the varsity girls game for St. Henry and Fort Recovery. And again, Fort Recovery trails in this game 21-15. Lady Indians will have the ball to start the third quarter. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms, in Fort Recovery and many other area locations. That's Cooper Farms. Don't forget to check out the many job opportunities that Cooper Farms has available at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Down comes Kennedy Mollenkamp, and she misses the shot. And so St. Henry with the rebound. And now it's tipped out of bounds by Kennedy Mollenkamp. St. Henry will have it underneath their own hoop here, leading 21-15 in the Cooper Farms third quarter. And nice steal by Carly Niekamp. St. Henry just threw that away. Ill-advised pass there. Here comes Carly down up, banks it off the glass, can't get it to go down. Rebound Sage Luthold, turns, fires, hooks it up, no good. Rebound Leah Layfeld of St. Henry. Here come the Lady Redskins down. Shots back up. It's no good by Morgan Bomber. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Getting the board there was Callie Wendell. Wendell on the left side. Dribbling the ball. Still dribbling the ball. Free throw line. Tries to put it up, and it's blocked by St. Henry. Callie goes down, and St. Henry with the basketball. Here's a three-point shot. No good. They missed it. Lauren Tiemann missed that one. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp gives it over to Callie Wendell. Fort Recovery only down by six here, 21-15. Definitely anybody's game. Callie with the basketball. Lady Indians need to do some scoring, though. Right now they're struggling in that department. McKenna Hillscamp just threw it away, tried to pass it to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and it's stolen by St. Henry. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Kennedy Mollenkamp. On the steal there a moment ago was Alexis Buescher. A nice steal for her. And so it's going to be Alexis Buescher tossing it in here. Looking for a teammate. Now finds Layfeld in the lane. Back outside. Three-point shot is short, no good. Rebound Callie Wendell as Molly Wendell misses that one for St. Henry. Callie Wendell gives it over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Back to Callie Wendell on the left. She drives to the baseline. Back outside. We threw it away. Turnover on the Lady Indians. And there's the ball being knocked out of bounds, I think, by Callie Wendell. St. Henry will keep the ball. Lauren Tiemann will toss it in here for the Lady Redskins. St. Henry leading 21-15, 6:04 to go in the third quarter. On the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Layfeld with it on the left baseline, has to pass back out. Now around the horn it goes over on the right. With the ball there is Alexis Buescher, drives in and misses, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Buescher will go to the free throw line. You know, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Depend on your friends at Cooper Farms, again, in Fort Recovery and many other area locations, including here in St. Henry. Free throw's no good by Alexis Buescher. She will have one more. Callie Wendell comes out of the game, and Cameron Mollenkamp goes in for Fort Recovery. Free throw is good this time by Alexis Buescher. Gives her 3 points on the evening. Kennedy Mollenkamp will bring it up down across the timeline. Gives over to McKenna Hillscamp. She'll pass into Carly Niekamp. Turns, fires in the lane. Oh, can't get it to go down. Got her own rebound. Back outside to McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna still dribbling the ball. Guarded very closely. Out to Mollenkamp. That's Kennedy Mollenkamp. Three-pointers open and no good. It goes out of bounds. It'll be given to St. Henry. And doggone it. Kennedy had the shot she wanted there right at the three-point line, but it was just off the beam. Tossing it in here for St. Henry will be Lauren Tiemann. It's 22-15. Only 1 point's been scored in this quarter so far in the first 3 minutes of the quarter, and that was by St. Henry. Right side, Alexis Buescher. being hawked by Callie Wendell. Buescher passes back out by the center circle to Riley Balmer. Now down low. Riley Balmer with the ball again. Back on the left, into the corner, goes to Alexis Buescher, drives baseline, fires and misses. Rebound comes down to Sage Leupold. Sage back to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Come on, ladies, let's get a basket here. Mollenkamp drives down, puts it up, can't get it to go down. Rebound Leah Layfeld of St. Henry. Over on the right side, back up and no good by St. Henry, back up by Layfeld, and she got it to go down. Leah Layfeld with her second basket of the evening, giving her 4 points on the night, and it's 24-15. Now the Lady Redskins starting to pull away again here. Fort Recovery in pretty deep trouble here. They need to make some baskets, need to get some points. Callie Wendell way on the left. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Lauren Tiemann. So tossing the ball in here will be Riley Balmer. What's the call? There was some discussion about whose ball it was. The official gave it to the wrong team. Said it was Fort Recovery's basketball. Started to let St. Henry toss it in there. Now they changed their mind and said, nope, that's Fort Recovery's ball. So Carly Niekamp goes into Callie Wendell. Callie way out at the angle near the timeline. Dribbling the ball, center circle, back to the left. Feeds down low to Carly Niekamp, up and off the glass. No good, can't get it to go down. She was hitting those in the first half, but has not been able to hit them here in this quarter. And there's a shot up and good by Ava Homan, giving her 4 points on the night, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. She will be at the line for one shot. Ava's a sophomore. Again, a pretty young team. They're going to say it was not a shooting foul. I'm going to say the foul was apparently away from the ball. It was on Fort Recovery's Cameron Mollenkamp. So instead, St. Henry will get another chance to score again. Here's a shot up and no good. Rebound, Leah Layfeld puts it up and in. Leah Layfeld scoring for St. Henry to give her 6 points on the night. And it's 28-15, and the Lady Indians have not scored a point in this quarter. And there's the ball knocked away, and jump ball is called. It's going to go to St. Henry. Got to count that as another turnover on the Lady Indians. Coming up next, we've got the boys game tonight. Fort Recovery boys and St. Henry boys. Fort Recovery boys trying to bounce back after a spanking last night. Marion Local really put it to the Indian boys team last evening. And St. Henry with the ball, and there's going to be timeout called by St. Henry. 28-15, Lady Indians trailing by 13 points to St. Henry here in the third quarter. On the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard, 3:10 to go in the quarter. We'll be back.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See more and do more in a new 300 series skid steer loader or track loader from New Holland. Its industry-leading 360-degree visibility is something to truly see. With its reverse camera and 8-inch multifunction LCD display, super boom lift technology, and rock-solid stability and redesigned controls, you'll work with greater speed, safety, and precision. Maximum productivity starts with clear view. Stop by K&L Tractor and Fort Recovery today.
Action back in, and there's a three-pointer up and good by Lauren Tiemann. Lauren Tiemann scoring her first basket of the evening, getting a three, and it's now 31-15. Lady Indians are getting blitzed here in this third quarter. Here's McKenna Hills-Camp with the ball. She'll pass off to Callie Wendell. On the left, it goes to Sage Luthold. Puts the shot up. It's blocked, and the foul's going to be called on St. Henry on Riley Balmer.
Let's get foul on number 33, Riley Balmer.
That will send Sage Luthold to the free throw line. So far tonight, she has 1 point on 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Come on, Sage. Puts it up and got it. That's our first point of this quarter. Came with 2:27 to go in the quarter. First point of the quarter with 2:27 to go. This one's no good off the front of the rim. Rebound comes to St. Henry. 31-16 now. Shots up, no good. Scrambled for St. Henry, comes down with it. Right side it goes. Riley Balmer over in the right corner to Lauren Tiemann. Back outside with the ball there is Morgan Balmer. Balmer free throw line. Passes back outside. Over on the right, there's a three-point basket up and no good by Lauren Tiemann. And Fort Recovery comes down with a rebound. And they're going to call a foul on Lauren Tiemann of St. Henry. .157 remaining here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Don't forget to check out the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. And remember, Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn to sell your corn to Cooper Farms. Give them a ring at 800-637-7161, 800-637-7161. Indians bringing the ball down the court. Carly Niekamp with the basketball on the left in the lane. Back outside to McKenna Hills-Camp. 3-point shots, no good, off the mark. Rebound comes deep to St. Henry. Down, up, and good for Morgan Balmer. That's her first basket here in this quarter and gives her 11 points on the evening. And Fort Recovery throws it away again. Down comes St. Henry. Ball's tipped out of bounds. It's going to be given to St. Henry. 33-16. Lady Indians have been outscored in this quarter 12-1. Boy, that hurts. Inside, ball is knocked away by Fort Recovery's. St. Henry will keep it with a minute 11 to go on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Couple of subs coming in for St. Henry. Chloe Speck came in, and so did Carly Busher. Pass comes outside. Here's a shot fired up. No good by Alexis Busher. Rebound, Sage Luthold of Fort Recovery. And there is going to be timeout called. Oh, got an injury. McKenna Hills-Camp has some kind of an injury. I didn't see what happened. She is in a lot of pain. She's right in front of us here. Hopefully nothing serious. So McKenna Hills-Camp, one of the key cogs for this Lady Indian team, on the bench in pain right now, right in front of us here. Callie Wendell with the basketball. Works her way to the right side. Will hand off to Cameron Mullenkamp. Now to sister Kennedy Mullenkamp. Fires it up and missed it. Rebound's knocked out of bounds. They say it was knocked out by Fort Recovery. Yeah, McKenna came over writhing in pain, and I just missed what happened. I didn't see her get hit or anything. Apparently she must have been. St. Henry with the ball. They lead 33-16 here in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Over on the left side to Chloe Speck. She'll drive and fire and miss. Rebound on the deck being fought for, and a jump ball is going to be called, or held ball. It's going to go to Fort Recovery. Sophie Guggenbiller comes in for the Lady Indians, and Sage Luthold will go out. So we have Carly Niekamp, Kennedy Mullenkamp, Cameron Mullenkamp, Callie Wendell and Sophie Guggenbiller in the lineup now for the Lady Indians. Guggenbiller out front with the basketball, being hawked, stolen away from her. Down, up, and no good by Alexis Busher. Rebound for recovery, and now they throw it away. Sophia Guggenbiller came up with the ball, but there was kind of a collision there between she and Carly Niekamp, and the ball goes out of bounds off of the Lady Indians. It's been a really rough third quarter for Fort Recovery, scoring 1 point in the quarter so far with only 3 seconds left to go. Here's an inbounds pass for St. Henry. They get the shot off. It's short, no good, and that's the end of the quarter. After three, 33 for St. Henry, 16 for the Lady Indians of Fort Recovery. Thanks once again to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. That's Cooper Farms. We'll be back in a moment with quarter number four right after this.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
We move on to quarter number four, brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer on State Route 119 at the east edge of Fort Recovery, Hall Brothers Incorporated. St. Henry with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Three-point shot, no good. Missing that one was Ava Homan. Rebound, though, comes to St. Henry. It was Riley Balmer getting the rebound. Right side back outside. McKenna Hillscamp went to the locker room on her own power. What now? Got an injury to Riley Balmer. I think she might have got poked in the eye. So that's one for each team now. We shouldn't laugh about it. It's not funny. One for each team we've lost here with an injury in the last couple of minutes. And it really hasn't been that physical of a game, at least in my mind. St. Henry with the ball. Shots up, no good. Rebound back outside. There is Tiemann. Good. Lauren Tiemann hits a three, her second three of the game. And it's now 36-16. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the basketball. Hands off to Carly Niekamp. Carly circles on the left, comes back to the right, down the lane, stops, feeds back outside to Callie Wendell. Callie will pass back out to Carly Niekamp, fires a three and didn't get it. Rebound, Leah Layfeld of St. Henry. Well, Callie Wendell, she just has had no openings to take a shot at all. And, of course, she's one of the most powerful weapons the Indians have. There's a foul called on Callie as she reached in on Morgan Balmer, who was driving around her. Again, for outstanding parts for your farm machinery or service for your farm machinery, depend on your friends at Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Timeout on the courts. We'll be back in just a moment. Indians trail 36-16.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
Back at St. Henry. Battle of State Route 119, a tournament between St. Henry, Marion Local, and the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And the Lady Indians, well, not just the Lady Indians, but the guys too. Indians have not had a good couple of days here. Lost all but one game to Marion Local yesterday. We've lost them all today to St. Henry. Left side to Leah Layfeld for St. Henry as they have the basketball. Back on the right to Tiemann. Tiemann goes down to Layfeld down low. She's triple teamed and surrounded, and a jump ball or held ball is going to be called. And it's going to Fort Recovery. 6:19 remaining in the game. After this one, we'll have boys basketball, don't forget. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp up, no good. She's fouled in the act of shooting. She'll be at the line for two shots. Kennedy Mollenkamp will have two free throws. I will alert our studio producer back in Portland. Sebastian Solis, we're going to go back to you for just a little while between games. And I'll alert FortRecoveryRadio.com that as well. But we're going to just go back to the station between games for a little bit of music, not too much. And we'll come back after a few minutes of that. And it's up and no good by Kennedy Mollenkamp on the second one. She did hit the first one. And that was the first, I take that back. I guess she didn't hit the first one. Well, yes, she did. Indians have the ball. Here's Callie Wendell up, no good. Rebound comes down to Kennedy Mollenkamp. And it's on the deck, picked up by Carly Niekamp. And it's going to be a foul called on St. Henry. That's whistle on Ava Homan. Number one on Ava. ...36-17, Lady Indians. Only scoring 2 points so far in this second half of play, and that's it. Now it looks like Molly Wendell is going to have to leave the game. She might have to change her uniform. Apparently, I don't know. Fort Recovery with the ball. Callie Wendell with it and is fouled. Going to call the foul on St. Henry's Chloe Speck. So that'll give the Indians the ball out of bounds. Carly Niekamp will have it. Crossing over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Now on the left side, Cameron Mollenkamp, Kennedy's sister. Back over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. In the middle to Carly Niekamp. Pops the shot, can't get it to go down. Rebound back up, and no good again. Rebound, Fort Recovery, Sage Luthold, and she got it. Sage Luthold with her fourth point of the evening, and it's now 36-19. St. Henry with the basketball. Back around the horn it goes over on the left wing. Callie Wendell with it, double teamed, and there's going to be timeout called by Fort Recovery. To save possession there, we were trapped. 36-19, Lady Indians down by 17 points with 5 minutes to go in the game. We'll be back.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kalp Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from a wide selection of durable medical equipment and make sure it's fitted for you. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and much more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. So to learn more about Kalp Pharmacy, call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at kalppharmacy.com. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Okay, timeout is over. Carly Niekamp will toss it in into Callie Wendell. Indians trail by 17, 36-19. There's the official says that we touched the sideline while we had the ball. Turnover Indians. I don't even know one. I don't want to know how many turnovers tonight for Fort Recovery. It has been a bunch. St. Henry with the ball, leading here by 17, 36-19 in this varsity girls game or in the final quarter. Up and no good by St. Henry, by Alexis Busher, and they're going to call Fort Recovery with a foul. Kennedy Mollenkamp gets called for the foul. A reminder, our fourth quarter brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated. You know, for outstanding service for your farm machinery or lawn and garden equipment, it's always Hall Brothers Incorporated. State Route 49, the east edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. Free throws up and good by Alexis Busher. Gives her 4 points now on the evening. She will have one more. It's good again. She's hit three out of four free throws tonight for the Lady Redskins. Carly Niekamp will toss it in to Kennedy Mollenkamp for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery brings it up the court across the timeline. Carly Niekamp in the lane, lost the ball. And traveling is going to be called on Carly Niekamp. Another Lady Indian turnover. 38-19 the score. St. Henry's doubled the score on the Lady Indians here. Here's Callie Wendell knocking the ball out of bounds as the inbounds pass was intended for Morgan Bomber. And Callie Wendell able to get her hand on it, but of course it stays with St. Henry. Last touch by Callie. Fort Recovery pressing full court here. There's a travel called on St. Henry's Morgan Bomber. Fort Recovery putting the pressure on, and Morgan Bomber traveled with the ball. Lob comes in to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and she scores. Mollenkamp scores right underneath on the lob pass on the inbounds play. That makes it now 38-21, and there's a foul called on Cameron Mollenkamp. Number two on Cameron. Here comes the inbounds pass for St. Henry from Lydia Whirling. And there is a foul called on Fort Recovery. Actually, that might be Olivia Gast in there instead of Lydia Whirling. They've got three number 11s on their roster. I think that's Olivia Gast in there instead of Lydia Whirling, but I could be wrong. There's a foul called on Fort Recovery on Callie Wendell, number three on Callie. Callie's only been able to score 1 point tonight. She really hasn't had hardly any good shots. They've been defending her so well. At the line, it's up and good by Morgan Bomber. She leads St. Henry in scoring right now with 12 points. She'll have one more. Bounces the ball, puts it up, and good again. 13 points for Morgan Bomber now. Kennedy Mollenkamp will bring it up for the Lady Indians. Rob Weaver here at St. Henry High School for WPGW Radio. There's a three-point shot by Callie Wendell. No good. Rebound back up and no good by Sage Luthold. Sebastian Solis is our studio producer for the radio station. Brody Hart is the studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com, as we're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. 40-21 is the score. Fouls called on Fort Recovery.
Personal foul number 13, Cameron Mullenkamp for four.
Cameron Mullenkamp picks up the foul number four on Cameron. At the line, it's Lauren Tiemann, and she hits the free throw.
For St. Henry, number 10, Chloe Stack, number 14, Holly Wendell.
Gives her 7 points on the night. Tiemann will have one more. It's good again. She has 2 threes tonight and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line for her 8 points now. 42-21, Lady Indians trailing by 21 big ones here in the fourth quarter on the Hall Brothers Incorporated fourth quarter scoreboard. Kennedy Mullenkamp fell down but got the pass off to Callie Wendell. She misses the shot. Out to Carly Niekamp. She'll go and fire and miss. Rebound comes down to St. Henry, and now a whistle and a foul's on Fort Recovery, I think, or an injury. They're going to call a held ball, and that's all we need is another injury. Is that Kennedy? I hope not. I think Kennedy Mullenkamp hurt her shoulder. Oh, boy, what a night. McKenna Hillscamp went out with an injury. Now it looks like Kennedy Mullenkamp is down with an injury. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Kennedy Mullenkamp was helped up, and she walks off the court on her own power, but looks like she hurt her right shoulder, it looked like to me. And Coach Tyler Deitch is saying, what else can go wrong tonight? 42-21, 21-point lead for St. Henry over Fort Recovery with 2:38 to go in the game here in the Hall Brothers Incorporated fourth quarter. St. Henry just working the ball around underneath, back outside. Over on the left wing. Back outside it goes. And there's a whistle and a foul called on Cameron Mullenkamp, and she has just fouled out of the game. Cameron fouls out with 2:13 left to go in the game. So let's see who's going to come in now for Fort Recovery. Got a whole bunch of ladies coming in now. There's Cadence Eber coming in. Bren Wilman's coming in. Ivy Toby is coming in. Maddie Shainline also coming in for Fort Recovery. So, and Sophie Guggenbiller comes back in. She was in there before. Free throw is up and no good by St. Henry's. I think it's Olivia Gast out there. One more. Up and good. Makes it 43-21, 22-point lead now. Fort Recovery with the ball. Again, all subs in there now for the Lady Indians. Down to 1:50 left to go in the game. Shots fired up, no good. Out of bounds it goes. And it's going to be given to Fort Recovery. Maddie Shainline will be tossing it in here for the Lady Indians. Bounce pass comes in. Back outside it goes. Maddie Shainline gets it back. There's a pass back outside. Is it stolen? Now a jump ball is going to be called. Held ball. So it wasn't stolen, but held ball is called, and it does go to Fort Recovery on alternating possession. Maddie Shainline will toss it in again. Comes in to Ivy Toby. Toby will pass back out top. To Guggenbiller. On the left it goes. To Cadence Eber. Shots up no good. Rebound St. Henry. And they almost throw it away. They'll bring it down across the timeline. With the ball there is Olivia Gast. Back out between the circles over on the left. 59 seconds remaining in the game on the Hall Brothers Incorporated fourth quarter scoreboard. Your Case IH and Kubota dealer at Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery. Left wing to Olivia Gass. Back out top it goes. St. Henry just working the ball around the perimeter. I don't even think they want to shoot here. The game is basically all over and done with. 43-21 the score. Lady Indians down by 22 points. And this is probably how it's going to end. Down to 20 seconds left. St. Henry's making no effort at all to go towards the hoop. And that's going to be it. The final score. Fort Recovery losing to St. Henry. 43-21. Tough night for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight, not only from the standpoint of the game, but again, two of the starters going out with injuries, McKenna Hillscamp and Kennedy Mullenkamp. We'll be back with a wrap-up of the game coming up in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kupp of Kupp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kupp Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from a wide selection of durable medical equipment and make sure it's fitted for you. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and much more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. So to learn more about Kupp Pharmacy, call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at kupppharmacy.com. Kupp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head, wondering,
Is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers and Ford Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, back here at St. Henry High School, I had said I was going to send it back to the studios, but I think I'm just going to keep it here, Sebastian. So we'll just keep it here at St. Henry, not try to complicate things any. Well, the final score of the varsity girls game, which keeps the slate perfect for St. Henry today. They've beaten us in every contest. 43-21, St. Henry defeats Fort Recovery. Lady Indians got off to a rough start tonight, trailing 9-0. At the end of the first quarter, though, it was 13-7. Fort Recovery only down by 6. At halftime, it was 21-15. Fort Recovery trailing by 6. After three, Fort Recovery only scored 1 point, one measly point in the third quarter, and trailed 33-16 after three. And again, the final 43-21. Fort Recovery tonight was led by Carly Niekamp with 8, and those all came in the first half of play. She could not buy a basket in the second half of play. She had 4 2-point baskets in the first half, and just couldn't get anything to fall in the second half. Following that, McKenna Hillscamp had 5, a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer for her 5 total. Again, she went out of the game with an injury in the second half of play and did not return. 4 points for Sage Luthold on 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, and a 2-point goal for her 4 points. Kennedy Mullenkamp had 3 points, and she went out of the game with an injury. Looked like she hurt her right shoulder. Mullenkamp had 1 out of 2 at the free throw line and a 2-point goal to make it 3 points for Kennedy. And then the only other point was from Callie Wendell. Callie only had 1 point. As she, St. Henry did a great job in bottling her up pretty much all night. She just had hardly anything in the shooting department for Callie. Ended up with just the 1 point. St. Henry was led by Morgan Baumer with 13 points. She had a 3-point goal, hit 4 twos, and then 2 out of 2 at the line. So 13 for Morgan Baumer to lead not only St. Henry, but all scorers in the game tonight. 8 points for Lauren Tiemann. She had 2 threes and 2 out of 2 at the line for her 8s. 6 points for Leah Layfeld. She had 3 2-point baskets, all fairly close inside. Also, it was 5 points for Alexis Butcher. Alexis had a 2-point goal and hit on 3 of 4 at the free throw line for her 5 points. Olivia Gast had 1 point. It was either Olivia or Lydia Worling. I'm not sure. They had 2 number 11s listed on their program, so take your pick. But Olivia Gast played a pretty good game in the JV contest, so I just picked her as probably she was the one who was out there. But 1 point for Olivia Gast or Lydia Worling. Carly Buescher had 2 points on a 2-point goal. Ava Homan had 4 points on 2 out of 2 at the line and a 2-point goal, and that was the scoring for the St. Henry Lady Redskins. St. Henry improves to 8-1 on the year with the victory. Fort Recovery drops to 2-7 on the campaign with the loss. Again, the final, St. Henry 43, Fort Recovery 21.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.